Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We have Ryan in the phones. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
I love when you do that, you know. You always make me smile. So I know you sort of missed me last week, didn't you?
Just sort of.
Yeah. I know. It was last minute, but I had like a firestorm going on with my QuickBooks. So I had to take care of some stuff, and it was last minute. But Cindy was here to save the day with Dan Mann, so that worked out great. I heard the music playing, though. Three's Company, but I wasn't here. So
I was the third.
You were the third.
He was Mrs. Roper.
Yeah, I know. I heard that, Mrs. Roper.
So. That's all I could think of.
I'm beautiful. I could play the part.
I know. We'll have to get some good music here for what we have as our guest today, because you've been here a lot, and I got to tell you, you guys have got to be busy out there right now. So we have Tim O'Brien, who's with us, and he is from Watchman Waterproofing, and you make basements dry.
Yes, ma'am, we do. Happy to be here.
Yes, and how busy are you?
Since the last rain, we're running around with our clothes on fire to the point where I had to come here accompanied only by Jesse, the Wonder Dog.
I know. Right? Where is he, anyways?
She's over here, just behaving.
Hey, Jesse. I know.
Very good. Very well mannered.
Yes. So you guys, I mean, there's so much going on. I woke up the other night with all that rain, and it was howling through. I actually called Rob that morning, Rob Hakala, just to tell him about some of the things that were going on in the Bryanville section. It was crazy. So,
it was a good amount of rain, and it came so quickly. It alerted a lot of people to the issues that they're having in their basements.
Right.
Can you hear that sloshing around?
I can. I'm used to that sound.
It's like a cuckoo clock to you. You don't even notice it anymore, huh? It's just sloshing around there. So why don't you tell all of our listeners who you are, your company and everything, and what areas you service?
I'm Tim O'Brien, and we are Watchman Waterproofing. We service all of Eastern Massachusetts. And in a nutshell, what we've done is make basements dry.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually you have Dave Kingsley with you as well as Kelly. How do you say Kelly's last name?
Kelly White, and Julie Chernicki's typically here with us.
Yeah. I meant to say, I'm looking at Julie, like right at Julie, and I, on my left-hand side, saw Kelly. So, so they're not here with you because they're out there working, right?
Everyone's busy. Since the last storm came up, we've been just running around with our clothes on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And another situation that arose is there's been quite a few power outages.
Mm-hmm.
So people that have systems don't have power. And unless they opted for the battery backup system, they're pretty much out of luck until they get power back on.
Why would someone opt not to get today? There was a time when there probably wasn't an option. If you lost your power, then you lost the power to use that piece of equipment. But why would you not.
Typically, people just have so much faith. People just have faith in the system. They think they're not going to have blackouts.
Oh.
And when they do happen, they happen at the worst time, typically during a storm, which is when you need your system more than ever. Hurricanes, heavy rains, heavy winds.
Yeah. And you hear the music too, right? So talking about when you need that, need someone on your side and you need to know what's going on, that's you, right? For
yes,
watch weather, for dry basements. But if you want to get home tonight, how do we know who that is? Malcolm?
Thank you, Sharon. This report brought to you by Compassion International. Right now, Route 24 is slow through Raynham with a left lane accident just south of Route 495. On Route 128, you've got delays from Route 16 down past 95 northbound, express drive to 24. On Route 3, some stop and go getting off the expressway. Watch for a breakdown before Derby Street. Expressway is slowed down past Andrews Square again at East Milton, northbound from Braintree up through Neponset. After that, looks okay. Becoming a child sponsor with Compassion International will bring hope to a child in poverty. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. Traffic on the nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. I'm actually stuttering on my words. I don't think I had enough lunch or something today, or not enough coffee. 781-837-4900. This is a live talk show. And again, we have Tim O'Brien from Watchman Waterproofing with us tonight. And we're going to be talking about how to keep your basements dry. And I know a lot of people got a lot of water that they weren't expecting, came howling through. But we were on the topic of power outages. So do you want to continue talking about that a little bit too?
Yes, we do have options for people to have battery backup systems with their waterproofing system. In the event of a power failure, the system will still continue to make that basement dry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, go ahead. I'll go ahead. So if someone chose the option of not getting the battery backup, can you help them out now? If they lost power, and can you add the battery backup after the fact?
We can. In fact, we reach out to people, our current customer list. We know what people have for systems, and we reach out once or twice a year and just remind them that they can, in fact, add a battery backup system to their existing system at any time. Even if it's a system that we didn't install, we can put that system in.
Why would somebody, like Cindy was saying earlier, why would somebody opt not to? You're going to put all this time, energy, money into getting a dry basement, and then you put in a sump pump. Like, is it that much more expensive to have the battery backup?
It's really not. It's a small percentage of the system.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people just have faith in the fact that they're not going to lose power. And unless that happens to them one time, they just don't have any appreciation for how easily it can happen.
So what if you had a generator? Could you hook that source, you know what I mean, wherever it's plugged in, could that go onto your household generator and then take care of it?
Yes, you certainly could. And that will definitely solve the power outage problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the battery backup system has a dual purpose. The first, of course, is to operate during a power failure. And since pumps are mechanical devices, they have been known to fail.
Mm-hmm.
So the battery backup system will actually act as a backup system to your primary pump if in fact it fails. It will still continue to operate.
So it's a pump as well as a battery?
It is. It's a pump, it's a battery, and it uses a deep cycle marine battery, and it basically buys time.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how much water it has to pump, it'll buy you a couple of days to fix whatever your problem may be.
Is there any type of an alarm or anything like that goes on it? Because, I mean, I would think, I'm not in my basement that often, so what if you didn't even realize that maybe just even that one circuit breaker went out? Like, is there some type of an alarm that goes on to tell you? Like, you know how some of the septic systems will do that? They have an alarm on them?
There is an alarm. As a matter of fact, we have a system that will send you a text message if it starts to operate.
Huh.
So you can be on vacation, and if your backup system comes on, it will text you and tell you, and that gives you a chance to react, whether you call a neighbor or a family member to get out in the basement just to see what the heck is going on.
Oh my gosh. That's...
love that.
I know. Well, I had a client one time, and he... what happened there? Oh, all the pipes split and burst and everything else, and then all the water ended up in the basement, and he did not have an alarm, but he hooked up one of those temperature things, you know, just to see how cold
it was.
He wanted to know how cold it was in the house because he was away skiing and he was living somewhere else, so the house was vacant the majority of the time, but the oil guy just came and filled the oil and put the slip in the door, but never like mailed it to him. So, and the guy was never at the house, so we never got the bill, so we didn't come back and fill the oil again. So everything froze and burst, and there were, like, it was feet of water in this basement. But he hooked up the temperature gauge the wrong way, so he didn't even notice that the heat was, he lost all the heat in the house.
Mm. Yep, we do have sensors that will do that. It'll tell you when your pump operates. It'll tell you how it's functioning. It'll monitor the battery life. Mm-hmm. It'll tell you how many times it's cycled on and off. It'll tell you whether or not it came on because of a power failure or because of a primary pump failure. Mm. They're pretty good systems.
I got to tell you, technology right now is just absolutely amazing. Mm. I don't know why I'm so surprised about it, but I actually had an office meeting today that I did a demonstration with hidden cameras and stuff. So that's becoming, I saw it on the Today Show. So I did a little demonstration in the office. My office had no idea, but I had a hidden camera in there, nowhere where anybody, it was just they walked by it to get into the back room. And I can see everything on my phone if I wanted to. Like, I tested it out last night with a couple of the employees, and I was like, oh, look, we could record it, you could hear it, you can do everything. So it's sort of scary out there.
Yeah, we can do that as well. If you want to sit at work and look at your furnace all day, we can set that up.
That's what I want to do. I wish I had time to. So what are some of the other things that you wanted to talk about today? So the winter indoor air quality.
Yeah, it's getting to be the time of year where people are buttoning up the houses. Mm-hmm. And the mold, mildew, all the mustiness in the basement is going to be more prevalent. You're going to trap some of that unhealthy air within the house. And like I say, it's the time of year where people are buttoning up the house. They're going to notice it more. They're going to exacerbate whatever their situation is in the basement now. And I'm probably jumping the gun a little bit, but we are soon introducing indoor air quality services as part of what we do. We are certified in mold, mildew, restoration, radon, and we're expanding our services probably the first of the year to include all of these things that are typically attributed to the basement area.
So with your radon, will you be doing just the canisters, or do you have the machine that does the calculation as well?
We can do all of the above. We can do the testing, we can do the mitigation, and we're in the process now of designing a waterproofing system that is compatible with the radon system. Typically, they're not very friendly to one another. The radon gentlemen come in and they plug up all the holes that allow the water to drain because it allows gas into the basement. Mm-hmm. And then the waterproofing guys come in and take all the stuff out of the holes so that the water can get back into the holes.
Yeah.
And they've been competing with one another for years. And we have developed a system where you can do both at the same time.
Huh. That's interesting. Mm. So is it like a system, like a special like cover or something like that that you have?
It's a combination of things. It's the way we're handling the water. It's the way we're sealing the basement from the outside. And we're just incorporating the whole thing into a radon waterproofing combination system.
Hmm. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We have Tim O'Brien here from Watchman Waterproofing. We have Ryan Mann in the phone. So if you have any questions regarding water in your basement and maybe some ideas about keeping it dry, 781-837-4900 is the phone number here. We'd be happy to take your phone call. And if you have any questions about real estate in general, feel free to do that as well. So the new service, oh, you already talked about that. With the indoor air quality as well, I know that I had that tested. I didn't realize that you guys did do that, but I had it tested in my office because I kept on feeling like my allergies and everything. So I had to get like a little machine that just sort of sits there that I put on, and it just sort of, I don't know if it's circulating the air or is it?
It's a particle counter. And what it's doing is it's counting and measuring the impurities in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It'll tell us what type it is and how much there is, and that gives us an indication of where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm. So, did you have any questions?
No, I was going to ask you how that's working.
I don't think that I really even notice a difference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but I mean, my nose isn't as red. I mean, I would like close my office door, and then before you know it, like my nose would be like super, super red. So maybe it is still working. I don't know. I just keep it on all the time now.
Oh, you're talking about an air cleaner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a different thing. What I was mentioning was what we use to measure the actual air quality.
Mm-hmm.
And that will tell you whether or not you even need an air cleaner.
Yeah. I did have that done. I had the test done because I was more worried because there was some water that had gotten in with the ice dams a couple of years ago. So I was really worried about actually just last year we got ice dams too. I was more worried about is there mold in the walls and everything else. So I that's what I wanted to check just to make sure. And then one of the other offices in the conference room, I wanted to make sure, especially when we have people in the conference room all the time, I wanted to make sure that there wasn't anything going on. But I did not know that you guys did that because I didn't think of that being keeping a basement dry.
We're just now introducing it. We'll send out a mass email at some point when we're ready to actually execute that. But we're on the verge right now.
Good. That's awesome.
So one of the new services that you mentioned, you have concrete floor finishing. So is that after the fact of you doing something, or what would the other reasons be that you're going to go in and finish concrete floors? Is it a different type of a stamp like you do around pools? What is that
all
about?
It's primarily a cosmetic coating, and it's a polyurea product. It's similar to what people think of when they think of epoxy coatings on a floor.
Okay.
But it's not an epoxy. It doesn't have any volatile organic compounds. So we can use it indoors. It can be done in a single day, and it's a guaranteed product. It's a commercial product, which was actually put out by, I want to say, Rust-Oleum. I'm not positive, but I think they're the parent company. And we're just now exploring that as we speak. There's some training involved, and we have to do some tooling in order to be ready to do that. But we've had a large demand, people asking us to do more with the basement. Once we get it dry, it's beautiful. But it's still something that people aren't familiar with. So they're asking us to finish the basements, do coatings on the concrete floor, just to improve the appearance and just make it a little more usable.
Oh. Because I know sometimes some of my customers will do that anyway. Some of my clients, they'll just paint it, you know, just so it does look nice. They do it in garages too, right?
We'll do garage floors, any concrete floor, basically.
Okay. Well, that's going to be good, too, when you're doing the radon as well, right? Can radon come through the cracks and stuff?
It can, and it all kind of complements each other, the paint, the crack filling, the vapor barriers that we use, the radon system we use. And it's just a natural extension of everything that we're doing now. And the problem people have is they'll go to the home center, they'll buy a gallon of something, and they'll put it on the floor.
Yeah.
A year later, they're sweeping it up and doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you have it done professionally the way we do it, we actually scour the floor a little bit. We use an acid to clean it.
Mm-hmm.
So the preparation is really the key. And then we apply it in two different applications, but it can be done in one day.
So let me ask you a question about that. Is it a very smooth finish? And the reason I ask is my garage floor is, if I'm out there and it's a little bit wet, like flip-flops or anything, or you can go flying. It's so smooth.
Yeah, it can be done both
Not
ways.
That I ever have.
It can be a safety issue if it isn't applied correctly. But there is a textured version.
Okay, so you
so
do at least
do,
have that
have
for the garage
areas.
Floor, you know, because that can
be... especially in the garage, snow melting off a car or what have you. It can be dangerous.
Okay, so that's a good thing. That's
yes,
a great
ma'am.
Thing. And that's
we can
a
do it.
Nice finish thing. I think I'm going to be needing that.
One of the things, too, with your services, do you go out and give free estimates if people, you know, want to, you know, call you? What would the process be? I mean, if somebody goes down to their basement and they smell mildew, I know one of my listings, I went down there, but it's a vacant home. So when I went down there, I was like, I feel like I smell something mildewy down here. So I did contact the homeowner who isn't in the area, and he said, that's funny because I've never had sort of that odor there. But what happened was they had cleaning people at the house, and the basement isn't finished. Like one little area is, but it's not carpet. It's more like a tile. And I guess the cleaning people went down there. They washed the floors. They washed even like the basement floors because they were painted. And they shut all the doors behind them, but it was sort of damp when they did, so there was no circulation of any air, so that's probably what I was smelling because...
That can happen, and that's something that we can determine. If someone has an issue in the basement or thinks they have, we'll be happy to come out, provided they're the homeowner.
Yeah.
We'll come out and we'll do a full analysis of what's going on in the basement, whether or not you need us at all.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, what we can do for you, and obviously the price.
Mm-hmm. And what about, like, warranties and guarantees and all of that?
We guarantee everything that we do for the life of the home, and it's also transferable. And one of the reasons I'm here is we've been working with realtors, especially for people selling homes that have an issue. We can fix the problem and then guarantee that fix for the new homeowner, so there's not any gray area or booby traps of someone buying a house.
That's good when things are transferable because people do like that. That's one of the things we've talked about, too, when we've had Steve Cook on with us from Imperial Inspections, you know, doing a pre-CMA. And then if something does come up, you know, it's good to get those things done beforehand.
Even as you mentioned inspections, we were recently at the New England chapter of the American Society of Home Inspectors, and we did a presentation for them down at Lantana's in Randolph. There were probably 30 or 40 inspectors there. And just the perspective that we brought to them just helped them a great deal, so they have a better idea how to emphasize the wet basement issue, because it is a big problem for realtors and inspectors.
Can you give us more examples of different, you know, when we're talking about the wet basements? I know we had Sean Cunning here from Sullivan Garrity Donnelly recently as well, and he's insurance, and we were talking about, like, different ways when you're covered and everything else with the water coming into your basement. What are you seeing right now? I know you're saying, all right, we're very, very busy, but what are some of the things that you're seeing? Why are people calling you right now after all these storms?
Basically, people are finding water in their basement. When mm-hmm. they get out to do the laundry, they're ankle deep, and they have never had water before. One of the reasons is we've recently had about a four-year drought. And the TV lady tonight, the weather lady, finally admitted, well, the drought is over, so our regular groundwater is starting to appear again. So people that have had dry basements the past 3, 4, 5 years are beginning to find that their basements are wet.
So is anything that you do covered by maybe a homeowner's insurance?
I'm not an insurance expert, but what I have heard from customers is some insurance companies will cover the basement from water if there's a system in place. So, in other words, a system had to fail for the water to come in. Otherwise, do they call it an act of God or something? I'm really not mm-hmm. very familiar with how the insurance works.
Yeah, because I think that, I think you get a discount, don't you, if you have a sump pump in your house?
I don't know.
It really depends on the insurance company, I think.
Yeah. Well, if Sean is listening, maybe he can call in and he can tell us. But I'm pretty sure of that you, if you have a sump pump, that you, you know, you get a little bit of a discount, like if you have an alarm system and things like that.
I've seen it done both ways. One client had insurance, and they were able to do all the repairs after their sump pump failed. But most clients that we deal with do not have insurance for it.
781-837-4900. We have Ryan manning the phones for us today. So if you have any questions for us, again, we're listening to Watchman Waterproofing, and we have what a great sort of time of year right now for people to be considering doing this. If we're going to have a tough winter. I hope they're wrong. I don't know who they are, by the way.
And what does tough mean? Lots of water?
Yeah. Well, water, snow. I mean,
that
so, I mean,
like
eventually, yeah, snow turns into water at some point or another, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
So you'll probably see all of that. I know that Cindy has, you know, the South Shore Gutter Monkeys as well. And I saw something actually on Facebook today that somebody put out there, a little thank you for that. But that's like a really good time right now for people to be thinking about doing all the gutter cleaning and stuff, because I'm sure the water comes down and then just goes into the basement.
It does.
Right. Yep.
It all contributes.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm scrolling through. That's why I sort of seem a little off kilter here today. I'm actually going through your website, too, because you have a lot of great pitches in here and a lot of different services. I can see the dehumidifier. It looks similar to the one that's in my basement, but it's hanging up in the ceiling here. So when we come back, I do see something I do want to talk about crawl spaces and things, too, with that vapor barrier. But if you are listening, call us 781-837-4900, and we will be right back.
I hate rain.
What are you talking about? I love rain.
Yeah, well, you're a duck.
Your point?
Well, being a duck, you're not a homeowner. Rain is great for the garden, but it also can bring wet, smelly basements.
I love a wet basement. Who doesn't like an indoor swimming pool?
Me. I'm calling Watchman Waterproofing.
Oh, no.
I'm Tim from Watchman Waterproofing. Water in the basement is no joke. It can damage appliances, cause mold and mildew, as well as structural damage, while decreasing your home's value. At Watchman Waterproofing, we make basements dry. No nonsense, no excuses. Whether it's a small leak or you're ankle deep, Watchman Waterproofing will solve your wet basement problem permanently. Don't wait. Call Watchman Waterproofing today at 1-800-653-4309 or go to watchmanwaterproofing.com. That's watchmanwaterproofing.com.
I never knew a dry basement could be this nice. I'm glad you went to watchmanwaterproofing.com.
Hi, this is Alyssa Reed with McNamara Financial. My 3-year-old asked me if she could have a mermaid with purple sparkly hair. I said, sure, when you save up $18 and you can start by helping me put away the laundry. She was initially frustrated but was excited to have a clear path to her goal and a few shiny quarters. The parallels I can draw between her and a pre-retiree working towards a retirement goal are uncanny. Give me a call so that I can help you outline your path to financial success. 781-834-2010.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4111 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fair way. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And we have Ryan manning the phones. Hello, Ryan.
Hey.
Look at you all fancied up with the suit and tie that I almost on there today. The little dress shirt and a tie.
Yeah, you know.
Looking handsome as ever.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I gotta dress up for work.
Oh, for that, work here?
That. Yeah, I gotta look good for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Little eye candy here at the WATD studios. So we are here talking with Watchman Waterproofing today, and we have Jesse here too, right?
It's Jesse. Right,
hey, Jesse. We got the little puppy in with us today. She probably smells greasy on me too. So we're talking about basements, everything to do with basements, keeping them dry, mold, mildew. A lot of people out there right now dealing with, you know, the weather and water and what to do, because it's an awful thing when you get water in your basement. I can't even imagine it. Like, knock on wood, I've never had that. I mean, you have put a service in my house for the dehumidifier, right? That's what it is, right? Dehumidifier?
It is, yeah.
And that's working great.
Water in the basement can be devastating for people. They lose furnaces. They lose furniture.
Mm-hmm.
There was a gentleman in Quincy. He lost a $60,000 gun collection.
Oh, my goodness. Mm.
So there's some significant damage that can be done by wet basements.
Yeah. And, you know, you watch the news, too, and you just see the way that it, like, sort of rips through. And it's, like, I couldn't believe a picture I saw the other day, and there was water up to, like, the car top of the car door.
Yeah, it can be devastating. And nothing really stops water. And one of the services we do provide is crack management in the foundations. Quite often, they'll leak water through. And the normal response over the years has been to try to plug up the crack with something.
Mm-hmm.
Hydraulic cement, epoxy injection.
A thumb.
Little Dutch boy trying to handle it all by himself.
Yeah.
But inevitably, the crack reappears, the water comes through, and none of the people that provide that service will guarantee that water stays out. Whereas we don't really fix the crack, we manage the crack, and we use that word specifically, because we allow the water to come in and we just get it down into our system as quickly as we can. It keeps the basement dry and it doesn't have a negative effect on the foundation. If you try to fill a crack from the inside, water will still get inside that crack, and every winter it's going to freeze. And frozen water cannot be stopped. Running water cannot be stopped. And the old man in the mountain in New Hampshire, we lost him to ice over the winters that he was there. So ice just kept expanding and blew that gentleman right off the mountain. And the same thing happened to the Grand Canyon. It tried stopping the Colorado River. It didn't do so well.
Water always wins, don't you think?
Water wins every time.
I mean, we have a boat, and all of our listeners have heard, you know, me talk about the boat in the past. And I feel that so many people just don't respect water in general. But it really is, I would say, of all Mother Nature, that to me would be the scariest force.
It is. It's tough to deal with.
Well, and that makes sense when you were talking about the crack and how it would freeze inside. So I'm looking at the pictures on your services there and the way that you put the barrier there. So let's just say we have a crack in the wall, and cracks happen for a reason, right? Is it settling or?
Typically it's settling, and concrete will crack normally over certain distances depending on the thickness of the concrete. And it isn't necessarily a real engineering problem or structural problem. Concrete will crack. It's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah. So the way that this is put on there, so then I see some cement that's sort of like on the floor. So is that what you're doing? You're sort of letting the water go behind it, or does this barrier thing absorb it?
The barrier basically keeps the water out of the living space. So we apply a vapor barrier over the crack, and then we apply a rigid fiberglass panel over the vapor barrier, and we introduce any moisture that comes through that wall either into the floor, where it's absorbed by Mother Nature, or we'll put it directly into one of our systems, which conveys it to a basin and a pump, and then we just pump it right out of the house.
So this one here that I'm looking at on there, so that one is just going, where is the water going when it goes behind that one?
That one there looks like it's going directly into the floor.
Okay.
And if you have good drainage underneath your basement floor, we can introduce water there and it'll simply disappear.
How do you know if you have good drainage underneath your basement? Because I haven't been under my basement floor so many years.
Yeah. Well, as soon as we crack a floor to put in a system, we know what's under the floor.
Because you're cracking the floor.
Jimmy Hoffa is underneath her.
Jimmy Hoffa. We've found some strange things under the floors. We've found kitchen sinks, automobile drives.
That would be under my basement.
Crazy stuff in the ground sometimes.
Cindy found that under her pool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, car.
Car.
Yeah, but my house is on a foundation anyways. So anyways, that one to me is very interesting because I do feel that we find that a lot. But there are times maybe, because I've had cracks in basements. I mean, not in basements, I'm sorry, in garages. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times buyer clients are very concerned about that, and they should be. We don't want to take away that concern. It's legitimate to them. But if you have somebody in, generally they'll say, well, it's not structural. You don't have to worry about it. Even if water isn't coming in, it would probably be a good idea to do something like this anyways, just in case.
Oh, sure. Cosmetically, it's better, and it keeps out critters. The cracks are big enough for centipedes, and sometimes they're big enough for mice, things like that.
And what about even like, the ones that eat wood? Termites.
Oh, termites, sure.
I was going with chipmunk.
I'm sorry.
They're almost the same.
Because you were...
Maybe there's a chipmunk sticking out of the side of her
garage. I thought
garage.
It was an alligator, but...
Sorry. Yeah, they eat wood, you know. They got
chipmunk.
So, yeah. But I have seen that, actually, that there were some termites that got on the crack on the floor of the garage, and they worked their way in that hole and then out and then into the sill.
Yeah, termites can hide. If you can find termites, they're easy to deal with, but quite often, if they can hide, you just never see them until it's too late.
Until you see their wings all over the place.
Yep.
What about... Now, when you have this barrier on the wall, can you do that barrier on a floor? Because a lot of times basement cracks on floors.
Right.
We typically don't.
Okay.
Floor cracks are usually very minor. They're usually hairline cracks. And if you have a floor that's lifting and moving, you've got a different issue.
Okay.
You may have quite a bit of water pressure there. That would be something that we would look at differently.
Okay. How would you look at it? What would you do?
We'd open up the floor and see what's under there.
Really?
Yeah.
How much of how big of a hole?
Oh, it depends. Maybe.
Oh, you sound like an attorney. It depends.
Depends on how much money you have,
No.
We open it up enough to determine what's under the floor, usually a square foot or so.
Mm-hmm.
And even in emergencies, if somebody's underwater now and the world's coming to an end and they just want their basement dry for now, we can go into a basement. We'll open a hole in the floor. We'll put in a pump and just put in a temporary system for them until we can get there with a permanent fix.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened quite a bit with the last rain that we had.
Yeah, because I know, like, I've been told, I don't remember, it might have been Steve, generally when you go into a basement, if you can sort of run your foot smoothly over the crack, it's just probably like a hairline crack, but if you run your foot over it and you're sort of getting stuck, that means there's some shifting of some sort going on. So.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of movement.
Yeah, well, water underneath, eventually it's going to make its way up.
It will, depending on how much water pressure there is under the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And even the floor itself, the reason you have a dehumidifier is you've probably got water under the floor. You're not seeing the water, but the floor itself is acting like a humidity generator. It's absorbing the water like a sponge, and it's actually coming off the surface and into the air.
And there's nothing I can do to alleviate the water underneath. It's just the humidifier to take care of it once it's inside.
The dehumidifier takes care of it. If you wanted to put a floor down, you can use a coating or you can use a vapor barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can install virtually any floor that you like. That's one of the reasons we're looking at the finished floor. That will help that a little bit.
Well, if you could see my basement floor. I think part of my problem is I have two kids home coming back and forth from college and totes and stuff, and just there's so much stuff in my basement now. And then, with mother-in-law, all her stuff is in there. So I just feel like everything is being, like, there's nowhere for air to go. Mm-hmm. It's like stuck in all the stuff there. And I feel like once I get a dumpster, it's all going.
Yeah, we've been in some scary basements with 30 years of treasure. Mm. And most of it's junk because it's moldy and mildewy and nobody remembers who owns it. And people just don't know how to deal with it. And that's one of the reasons we are introducing a basement clean-out service.
Mm-hmm.
We have the crew. We have the young backs. We have the same equipment, the dump trailers and things like that we need. And we're accustomed to accessing basements. So we can get in and out and clean out a basement lickety-split.
So how do you do that? Like, is the homeowner home? Because, like, there's no way that you could go through my basement and know what I want and what I don't want.
Well, typically, if a homeowner's there, they'll just point.
Uh-huh.
Take that, leave that. Or they can go down the basement and just segregate the stuff that they want thrown away.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll just tote it all away and leave behind what's left.
What about attics?
We don't do attics.
You don't do attics, no. Okay.
Well. Always below ground level with these guys.
we're an underground operation.
Always. Every time you go to that attic, he comes right back to the basement.
I know. Every single time I will talk about
it. And you'll bring it up every time. And then,
Nope.
You're not getting me, Sharon.
One of the things I'm looking at, too, is the sump pump in the basin. And I like that you put the cover on there because I think that that's good, because I have found that people who don't have the cover generally end up with radon situations. But I'm noticing a new plug. It looks like there's a electrical outlet that's in that area as well. Here, I'm on his website right now, which is pretty easy to get to because it's called watchmanwaterproofing.com. I'm in the gallery section. So what do you do if you decide, okay, this is the best place for us to put a sump pump and there's no electricity over there? You have the capability to put one in, or was that just happened to be there?
No, typically, if we can, we will locate the basin near an existing electrical outlet. Otherwise, we recommend that we bring in an electrician and put a dedicated outlet just for the pumps, the dehumidifiers, and the battery backup system.
Mm-hmm.
We don't recommend using extension cords. You can use them on a temporary basis, but we do recommend an electrician to install an outlet.
So this one that I'm looking at here. So I see the basin thing. Is this the basin here on the ground?
That's the lid on the basin. Yes.
Okay. And what's the white pipe going up the side?
The white pipe is an inch and a half PVC pipe, Schedule 40, and that's what's actually taking the water out of the basement from the pump and putting it outside.
Okay. And then where does it go from there? Like just outside the side of your house, and then it's coming back in?
No.
Somewhere?
From there, it goes into a 4-inch pipe.
Yeah,
and it's under the ground, and we typically go 15, 20 feet away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And incorporated into that system is a freeze guard for the event of freezing. If that 4-inch pipe freezes or a squirrel crawls in there and decides to take up housekeeping, the water can't get through that pipe. It can go out through the freeze guard, which is a pressure relief system.
Mm-hmm.
And the water that goes outside, people ask that quite often. Well, doesn't the water come back in? Well, eventually it does. But it takes a couple of days for that water to percolate back down under the floor.
Mm-hmm.
We pump it back out in 30 seconds.
Really?
It's not rocket surgery. We're simply pumping out water much faster than it can come in.
Are there different size pumps? I know, like, when I was getting the dehumidifier and, you were going through the house with me to find out, what is best for what I needed. I know I didn't get the smallest one and I didn't get the largest one. And I liked that he talked me out of it because I was like, I just want it out of here. Get me the best of the best just so I don't have to worry about it, because I am not a good candidate for those. You have to empty it.
Yep.
I'm not there enough to remember, to keep on doing that. And I would guess that those are good in some circumstances, but are there different size pumps in the rate that the water is being pulled out?
Yes. Typically, we'll use a third horsepower or a half horsepower pump.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that they are matched to the basins that we put on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And people quite often say, well, if a half horsepower is good, a one horsepower must be great. But the problem there is the half horsepower is matched to the basin and will pump at the correct rate. A one horsepower pump will pump too quickly. It'll empty the basin and turn off. Mm-hmm. It'll empty the basin again and turn off. The pumps we use, you can put in the ground, and they will typically run for 20 years if left alone. Mm-hmm. But if a pump is cycling off and on too many times, it'll simply die. The weakness in a pump is the electrical system.
Hmm. Did you know that, Cindy? There's a lot.
There's a lot. I was just thinking, there's a lot to all of this.
Mm-hmm. I know.
There is.
We try to simplify it, and again, we're not really selling pipes and pumps. What we're trying to sell is peace of mind and a lifestyle. Folks like you shouldn't be worrying about your basement. Let us worry about it.
Mm-hmm. And I do feel bad. I mean, you know, Cindy and I, our job is to help, you know, home buyers and home sellers sell a house and get into a new house.
Right.
And, you know, when we saw that Facebook post we have an interoffice Facebook post with one of our agents this week had said, you know, my client just bought the house, 2 months ago?
I think I missed that one. I'm sorry.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
I think you might have responded on it, no?
Oh,
so somebody said, you know, that my client just bought this house 2 months ago, had a home inspection and everything, but it didn't come up. The homeowner never disclosed that they had had an issue with water. Suddenly we have a big first rainstorm and, you know, she has water in her basement, you know, and it's just so unfair because, I mean, we don't know. We have to take the word of our client to do that. Right. But I'm guessing, yeah. You know, you just moved in a couple months ago. You probably still have boxes sitting on the floor that you haven't put away yet and organizing and everything.
Well, that's why we're working with the home inspectors. If you look closely at the report, it's probably noted.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not amplified enough for people to take notice. So we're trying to emphasize that with home inspectors as we speak.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad that you went and talked to the home inspectors. I know Steve was here a couple weeks ago and he said that there were some changes with the lead paint law and things like that. So,
but generally speaking though, Shad, I know we're running out of time, but you know, when the home inspector, like you know when there's been some type of water, we know, second we walk in a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So could that have been a situation where sometimes stuff just happens?
Yeah.
And it's usually my client that it happens mm-hmm. to right after they pass papers. But
the
homeowner
thing,
that lived there before not
research,
have had an issue?
I didn't mean to step on you. Of my research, when I was getting ready to talk to the home inspectors, it came to my attention that a home inspector goes into a house, it is actually against Massachusetts law for that home inspector to reach into the basement to see if that sump pump even works. It's illegal.
There's a lot of things.
Somebody lobbied
touch.
For that for some reason. I don't understand it. And a lot of the gentlemen that I spoke to in Randolph, they kind of shook their head at it and they didn't understand it either.
Hmm. Well, I wonder if Steve Cook from Imperial Inspections, if he's listening, I know he generally does every Wednesday, 781-837-4900. Steve, we have a couple minutes left. Maybe you can explain to us why you're not allowed to do that. I know that there are other mechanicals that they can't touch as well. So they can't go like near pool pumps and things like that. So I don't even know if it's they can't or they just don't. So
I know in the case of sump pumps, it's against the law.
Wow. And you want to know if they're working or not. I mean, there are disclosures you can ask sellers, you know, is the pump in working order and things like that. But again, you don't know
until you need to use it potentially. How do you really know that it's working properly until it needs to work?
Yeah.
And that's another reason to call us. We'll take on that liability. We'll take on that responsibility and we'll guarantee the basement dry.
If I was to have a buyer client and they were doing a home inspection, is there a service that you offer that you could come and do like an inspection as well? Like
ma'am.
We always have like Steve Cook come with us because he does, you know, all of it. But if somebody had an indication or thought that there was going to be water there?
If somebody has water and they're trying to sell a house, we will come in and for a small fee, we will guarantee a contract of making that basement dry and exactly how much it costs.
Okay, so you wouldn't do it as a buyer,
though. So if, for example, $5,000, that's a guaranteed price, and that's that's a concrete bargaining chip for the closing process.
Mm-hmm. I thought you meant more something like coming in and seeing an inspection yourself of
if you're a buyer.
Yeah, we will do that.
For a buyer.
For the buyer client.
Because they're not going to invest the money.
There's a small fee.
Yeah.
It's $175.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's peace of mind.
Now they're armed with actual information and concrete numbers from the expert.
Awesome. How can people get in touch with you? I can't believe we're out of time already, but
the easiest way is call our telephone, 1-800-653-4309.
I want you to give that number one more time.
1-800- 653-4309.
Okay.
Or our website, watchmanwaterproofing.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to give one quick shout out to Kelly White. Congratulations. Yes. She raised $5,000 for juvenile diabetes by doing a 100-mile bike ride down in Florida.
Nice. Good. That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Congratulations there, Kelly.
Yeah.
We love when people are giving back, so thanks for doing that. Again, you listened to us tonight on Talk Real Estate with Sharon McMahon and Cindy Ford. Watchman Waterproofing was here. You can listen to our podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. Ryan, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Ryan.
And Sin, how can people get in touch with you if they are thinking about buying or selling a house?
781-367-4419.
Perfect. Well, we will see you next week, everybody. 781-826-8000 or bostonconnect.com. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you, ladies. Been a hoot.